You're listening to the A Brief Chat podcast feed at abriefchat.com. Each day I'm sending out a poem from Revolutionary Letters by Diane DePrima. Today we begin the last half dozen or so poems in the book. These are all titled but not numbered. Today's is called Goodbye, Nkrumah. And yet, where would we be without the American culture? Bye bye Blackbird, as Miles plays it in the 50s, those coffee malteds. When the radio told me there was dancing in the streets, I knew we had engineered another coup, bought off another army. And I wondered what the guys at the Black Arts Theater were saying, and sent them my love and my help, which they would not accept. Why should they? It's their war. All I can do is wait. Is not put detergents in the washing machine, so the soil will still be productive when the black men or the Chinese come to cultivate it. I remember a news photo of you stepping off a plane somewhere, so cool, so straight a look, and so black. There was nothing we could do but do you in. You understand, of course. There is nothing we can do but shoot students, buy armies, like the British before us killing the Zulus. Now they are fat and placid, their country a shambles. Well, for us it won't end like that, not quite so simply. When the Nivelle Country Club, the Hotel Americana, when Beverly Hills and the Cliff House come crashing down, it will be Shiva who dances, the sky behind him orange, saffron, a great black mushroom painted on it somewhere. It was a mushroom killed Buddha. We'll kill him again. Compassion has to go. A few of us tried it. We tried to stop it with printing. We tried to protect you with mimeograph machines. Green posters, Lumumba Lives, flooded Harlem in those days. Well, the best thing to do with a mimeograph is to drop it from a five-story window on the head of a cop. We buy the arms and the armed men. We have placed them on all the thrones of South America. We are burning the jungles. The beasts will rise up against us. Even now, those small jungle people with black eyes look calmly at us out of their photographs, and it is their calm that will finish us. It is the calm of the earth itself.